Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting second. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting third. The right fielder, Bernie Nays. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Earl Shealy. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bibb Falk. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Aaron Ward. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Roger Peckinpah. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mo Berg. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Blankenship. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Blankenship. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jameson. Batting second. The second baseman, Lou Fonseca. Batting third. The right fielder, Homer Summa. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Burns. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting sixth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Ike Ekrod. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Rube Lutsk. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Schott. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Joe Schott. And now, play ball. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lutsk fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fonseca scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bernie Nays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nays strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca hits a fly ball into right field. Nays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jameson moves to third. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a line drive towards second. Ward can't make a play. That's a base hit. Jameson scores. Summa moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler catches it for the out, and throws it away. That's an error on Metzler. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peckinpah misplays the ball. That's an error on Peckinpah. Burns moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Summa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a line drive towards short. Sewell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ike Ekrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ekrod hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rube Lutsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lutsk hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Schott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blankenship fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Roger Peckinpah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peckinpah hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fonseca settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg hits a fly ball into center field. Ekrod settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blankenship strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-for-1 in the game. Fonseca hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Berg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Summa hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Burns strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-1 in the game. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fonseca scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Kham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kham is 0-for-1 in the game. Kham hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bernie Nays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kham. The throw from Sewell and he is out, Fonseca applying the tag. Two outs. Bernie Nays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nays is 0-for-1 in the game. Nays hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ike Ekrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ekrod is 0-for-1 in the game. Ekrod hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peckinpah scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0-for-1 in the game. Shealy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fonseca settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bibb Fouque is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fouque is 0-for-1 in the game. Fouque hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Fonseca reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rube Lutsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lutsk is 0-for-1 in the game. Lutsk hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Schott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schott is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Schott hits a fly ball into right field. Nays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Jamieson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamieson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jamieson hits a fly ball into left field. Fouque settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Roger Peckinpah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peckinpah is 0-for-1 in the game. Peckinpah hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lutsk fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 0-for-1 in the game. Berg hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ted Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blankenship is 0-for-1 in the game. Blankenship hits a line drive to left field. Jamieson throws towards the plate. Sewell fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Sewell. Berg goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's White Sox, 1, Indians, 1. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-2 in the game. Metzler hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Blankenship moves to second. Willie Kham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kham is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kham hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schott can't make a play. That's a base hit. Blankenship moves to third. Metzler moves to second. Bernie Nays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nays is 0-for-2 in the game. Nays hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Ekrod. Nays reaches second base with a double. Blankenship scores. Metzler scores. Kham goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1, White Sox. George Grant now pitching. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0-for-2 in the game. Shealy hits a fly ball into right field. Summa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bibb Fouque is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fouque is 0-for-2 in the game. Fouque takes first base on ball 4. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-2 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lutsk fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-for-2 in the game. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peckinpah scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Summa hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Burns takes first base on ball 4. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Roger Peckinpah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peckinpah is 0-for-2 in the game. Peckinpah hits a pop-up towards first. Burns juggles the ball. That's an error on Burns. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Berg bunts towards the mound. Grant fields it and throws to first for the out. Peckinpah moves to second. One out. Ted Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blankenship is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Blankenship takes first base on ball 4. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Metzler hits a line drive to right field. Summa throws towards third. Lutzk fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Lutzk. Peckinpah scores. Blankenship goes all the way around to score. Metzler moves to third. Two runs are unearned. It's 6-1, White Sox. Willie Kham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kham is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Kham hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lutzk fields it and tags Metzler, for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Bernie Nays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nays is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got three RBIs. Nays hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ike Ekrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ekrod is 0-for-2 in the game. Ekrod hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kham fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Rube Lutzk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lutzk is 0-for-2 in the game. Lutzk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peckinpah scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0-for-3 in the game. Shealy hits a fly ball into right field. Summa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Falk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-3 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Glenn Myatt pinch hits for George Grant. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a pop-up towards first. Shealy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jameson hits a line drive towards the mound. Blankenship reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0 for 3 in the game. Fonseca hits a line drive into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jumbo Brown now pitching. Roger Peckinpah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peckinpah is 0 for 3 in the game. Peckinpah takes first base on ball 4. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Berg bunts in front of the plate. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. Peckinpah moves to second. One out. Ted Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blankenship is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Blankenship takes first base on ball 4. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields it and throws to second for the out. Peckinpah moves to third. Two outs. Willie Kham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kham is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Kham takes first base on ball 4. Metzler moves to second. Bernie Nays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nays is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Nays takes first base on ball 4. Peckinpah scores. Metzler moves to third. Kham moves to second. It's 7-1, White Sox. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0 for 4 in the game. Shealy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fonseca scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Summa hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Nays. Summa reaches second base with a double. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Burns takes first base on ball 4. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 3 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Summa scores. Burns moves to second. It's 7-2, White Sox. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peckinpah fields it and throws to second for the out. Burns moves to third. One out. Johnny Hodapp pinch hits for Ike Ekrod. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Burns tags and scores. Two outs. It's 7-3, White Sox. Rube Lutsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lutsk is 0 for 3 in the game. Lutsk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peckinpah scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.